Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful but cold Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. It is 7:40, and as promised, we do have Representative Doug Blex on the phone. And Representative Blex, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. My wife and I are celebrating our anniversary in Branson, and so I'm making this phone call from Branson. I married well, but she outfished me yesterday. she caught her limit of trout, and I was a little short, so I don't know what's going on. But it is a beautiful day here.
Well, again, before we get any further, I do want to say congratulations on another anniversary. And you know, I've always said, even when I was married at the time, I always said I married up. So,
yeah, I did too.
So, all right, sir. Well, quite a few things that we want to go over here today. And the first thing you want to talk about, and we talk about this is one of the first things we always talk about when we talk to you, is the September revenue.
Yeah, that's ironically, Kansas income and the excise tax only revenues for September were $72.5 million above. That's 11, slightly over 11% above what the estimates was. And surprisingly, that's only 2% below the pre-pandemic receipts for last September, which is really surprising. And that covers the first quarter of the new state's fiscal year, which started July 1. And that's $116 million above the estimates and about $517 above this, last year's estimates on the receipts. So, and I believe, at least talking to the budget analyst, they still have a little apprehension. They believe the increase, at least in parts, due to the the pandemic delay of the filing deadlines for income tax and increased revenue from compensating use tax. Now, for most people that realize that, I think by now, that's out-of-state purchases. And that's tells us that many people that are staying home, they're shopping online. And that's really not a good thing for our local small hometown businesses. But at least it keeps the state coffers a little fatter on that. But so, because local retail sales were down about 1.2% and about 2.5% below last year. So that is a little bit of a downturn, at least locally. The real ironic thing here that kind of surprised me, I guess maybe it shouldn't, but liquor taxes. And this would be the exception of drink taxes for bars and restaurants, was up 24%, which is huge, over the same time last September. And I guess, you know, the sign being is people that stay at home drink more, and that may be a downsize on maybe an impact of COVID and the stress. I don't know, but that's not necessarily a good trend.
Right. I was looking at something I got. I was looking at some numbers, and they did say that I think it was one in four Kansas or one in three Kansas ended up drinking more over the this past summer due to the COVID, because they were home a lot more. But like you said, probably not a great trend, though.
No, it's not. And we still have a lot of concern talking with the budget analyst. They are really cautious about making any predictions about what cuts we may have to do next session. Most of them are saying that we need to wait till the end of the year. November report may tell us a little more with that. We get that on December 1. So there's still some concern. I'm still talking with people at small business that are unfortunately telling me that, we may not be able to sustain our business into the new year. So, a lot of things have helped. Certainly the money from the, CARES Act unemployment for those people that are eligible. And with that, I'll kind of get into, as of today, which is the first day, Kansas, who are eligible for an extra $300 a week, they can apply for that assistance today. So if you, you know, unemployment workers can receive their benefits on top of any regular unemployment, which I believe has to be over $100. That's due to the federal Lost Wages Assistance Program. And in August, that $600 a week that we had received from the Federal CARES Act, that expired. And so in order to be eligible, you have to, applicants must certify that their unemployment, or at least partial unemployment, was due to disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. So today is the first day that's will be eligible. People will be eligible to file. We've had a roller coaster up and down of from the Department of Labor in Kansas. It's been a nightmare early on. People couldn't, a lot of delays, a lot of issues. They're finally called in quite a bit of part-time and staff help and hired a company, and I think they've got it at least a little better now. And those benefits will be retroactive, but it's just basically almost a month-long benefit. So they'll start August 1 and will be available through the week ending on September 1. So if you are eligible, you know, get online, get Kansas benefits, and today's the first day you can apply.
All right, so getting that extra, so that's an extra $300 on top of what would be regular unemployment, correct?
Yes, at least, I believe if you at least have $100 in unemployment compensation receipts, then you will be eligible for that, and that will be in addition. And the payment, as I understand, will be retroactive back through that, basically a month of that payments right now, and unless, you know, they do more stimulus act or do any more funding at the federal level.
All right. So, again, that is for unemployment. Also, you want to make a comparison of states that basically did a full shutdown for the most part against states that didn't do a shutdown.
Right. Just come out with several studies that showed that, and this is, keep in mind, this is in the first quarter, which would put it back through March through July of this year when we really had the drastic impact of COVID-19. But it showed that states that were locked down, that had basically a stay-at-home, you know, you couldn't go where you wanted to, versus states that were more or less open. They had some restrictions, but yet, you know, their income, the states that was locked down, was showed an average of around 39% worse than the non-lockdown states. For example, South Dakota ended up with an overall receipt estimate of about 4.8% in reduction, where Kansas was at 6.5. So that's about a 39-40% reduction in revenue, which makes sense. You know, people, a lot of businesses are closed, a lot of shut down. Certainly when that happens, revenue goes down. And of course, now we're opening up a little more. I ate at Lambert's in Springfield, the hand-tossed rolls. I have to stop here every time we go to Bradson. And they were pretty well full, but usually there's a waiting line outside. Sometimes you wait 40-45 minutes to get into the restaurant to eat, and I think a lot of that was due to the, you know, no tour buses that are, you know, unloading 60-70 people at one time. But so revenue, so that comparison is kind of interesting, but we're certainly not out of the woods yet with COVID.
Absolutely. And speaking of COVID-19, unfortunately, I think the last count was numbers have gone up a little bit in Kansas and for the most part. But it's do you know what could be attributed to that? Could it be it's schools getting back in, or just could it be just maybe some people think that we're completely out of the woods?
Well, I think this is, you know, I still believe in somewhat in herd immunity, and a lot of people stayed home. Then they just kind of, you know, once weather got decent, we just got out in mass environment and started going. I'm tired of staying home, and you kind of let your guard down. You know, I personally, you know, feel, unfortunately, we need to pray for our president and first lady that they tested positive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, we think we're immune, and, you know, we kind of forget maybe some of the basics, washing hands and social distancing to get away from that. But, you know, people, I don't know, I think we're still going to have to run with this and not necessarily from it, because, you know, life's going to have to go on. In my opinion, probably the worst part of COVID, and I maybe I shouldn't say that because I'm at risk, but, you know, the worst part for most people I hear from them is the 14-day quarantine. They said, yeah, I had it, got over it in a couple, 3 days, and, you know, that wasn't bad, you know, for particularly younger people. But, you know, being isolated for 14 days, can't go to work, you know, can't be around people is pretty devastating.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can't even imagine being stuck at home for 14 straight days. That would cause a little bit of cabin fever, that's for sure. And yeah, go ahead, sir.
Little issue on KDHE. KDHE has been caught again, publishes some inaccurate data on COVID numbers. Over Pittsburgh, KDHE reported that an elementary school had a cluster of 9 positive cases, and local health officials got kind of upset. I'm not sure whether it's just total error, but they basically said there was only 4, and all those exposure was outside the school. And of course, the protocol is that the school notified parents, sent emails out, and caused a lot of issues. It really wasn't a good thing. And of course, this isn't the first time KDHE's kind of been, inaccurate on numbers. Dr. Lee Norman, who's head of KDHE, compared counties that had done the mandatory mask mandates versus those who were the county commissioners opted out of that. And they showed a great reduction in the mask mandate, and it was simply not true. The data was compared on a different axis in order, I think, to justify the stay-at-home or the mask order. And so we got to kind of watch things. And one thing I've learned in life, and certainly in government, that you need to tell the truth. Even if you don't want to, it doesn't sound good. It may have some impact, but people deserve the truth, and they need to know the exact numbers. And, you know, Kansas are pretty good at taking care of themselves, and making decisions. They just need to know the straight truth.
Absolutely. Give us the accurate numbers, that's for sure. And also, sir, this will be the last time we talk to you before the election that will be on November 3rd. And I'm assuming that you just want to tell everybody, just get out and vote. Make your voice heard.
Yes, that's probably more critical in my opinion. I think Kansas values those people, good, hardworking people that have good moral ethic background need to really get out. There's a lot at stake. It's just a whole turnaround from the way we know life. Seemed to be the radical left. There seems to be a strong movement to change the way we live, to change the way we function. And, you know, tax us to death. And we really just need to get out and make our voice heard, because there's a lot at stake. There's just probably more, presidential debate was somewhat annoying with all of the noise that was in the background between the two. But that kind of reflects, I think, how divided our country is. Now, Kansas isn't at that level, but yet we still have issues. And, people just need to get out and vote and make their voice heard. And another point, too, census deadline's been extended, and we need to get out until October the 5th. There's a court battle on that, may change. But right now, 30% of Kansans have not reported, and that means about $604 million over that time period that Kansas could lose in that 10 year. So we need to get out and get online. Those people fill out their census.
Absolutely. It takes less than 10 minutes to get that census filled out. It took me, it definitely took me less than 10 minutes to get that done. And it's very quick, easy, and you don't have any, you know, obviously they can't use that information with any other department. It's just with the census, that's it. And so you don't have to worry about that. Quick, easy, less than 10 minutes. You could do it basically on your lunch break.
There you go. Yeah, it was simple. I couldn't believe it, how easy it was. And you know, people need to get done because a lot of state, that money comes back to local businesses, mm-hmm. you know, organizations, I mean, grants. And, I mean, it really impacts our daily life a lot more than we really realize.
Absolutely. It impacts infrastructure as well, like roads and bridges and stuff like that. Definitely need that money coming back, so be sure to fill out that census, everybody. Well, sir, I appreciate you taking a few minutes today. I know you're on your anniversary, so again, congratulations again on that. And we will talk to you again next month.
Yeah, in about 30 minutes, I'll be fishing again. Maybe today she won't outfish me. I don't know. She's pretty good at that. May have a good day, and God bless everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day as well.
All right. Same with you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We love talking to Representative Doug Blex, but let's go ahead and go to break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.